It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. We spoke on this a while back that is so important. We must repeat it again. We are talking with Masabras, representing right now, though, the American Cancer Society, promoting the voices of Black women, a first-of-its-kind initiative, aiming to enroll 100,000 participants as we try to deal with breast cancer in Black women in the U.S. How are you doing today, Kirby?
I am wonderful. How are you doing today, Soroy?
Doing good. Now, for those who don't know about this initiative, and sometimes when people hear studies, because we know in the past, like Henrietta Lacks and everything like that, we have a fear of that. What makes this different, and how is it beneficial, not just to us, but even our future Black women along the way in our families, our neighborhoods, churches, Soroy's, and the like?
Yes, and the D9, that Angry Pinks. Okay. You know I had to throw that in there. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's back up a little bit. So this study is going to be for Black women, and not just Black women affected by breast cancer, but Black women affected by all types of cancer, okay? Mm-hmm. And then to your point in regards to referencing Henrietta Lacks, this study is not a physiology. It's not a physical study. We don't need blood or any kind of like samples in that. This is really going to be about our lifestyles, the stresses that we as Black women face, and how that could potentially affect our mortality rate when it comes to different types of cancers. So does that answer your question a little bit?
That is actually a great, great question, especially leading to my next one. Now, for those who are listening, and they might be like, okay, this sounds pretty good. What does being an actual participant mean for them, and who can join?
Okay, so we are looking, it's open to Black women ages 25 to 55 who have not been diagnosed with cancer, except for like a basal or a squamous skin cancer, okay? So basically, the recruitment model that we're building is designed to help women of all diverse backgrounds. As you know, mother of Africa, everybody has a little bit of, you know, us in them.
Okay.
So us doing this study is going to help people of all ethnicities. So again, it's American Cancer Society. So it's not just breast cancer. So ovarian cancer, any kind of like cystic cancers, liver cancer, kidney cancer. We talk about linking cigarette smoking to lung cancer or like obesity. There's so colorectal cancer or even using aspirin to lower the risk of colorectal cancer. There are so many little things that we just don't have access to as far as information goes. But what I will tell you is, our goal, my goal, is to assist in recruiting over 100,000 Black women across the United States. This is going to be really transformative and just kind of help Black women lower our death rates and shorten and elongate our survival rates, you know, in regards in the U.S. to cancer. So we do have a website. So it's voices.cancer.org. So it's V-O-I-C-E-S dot C-A-N-C-E-R.org. And it is free to sign up.
All right. So, hey, that's another question. Free to sign up. It sounds different than your basic clinical trials that we hear about. This one sounds more holistic. So we're looking at lifestyle aspects of Black women, our outcomes, and how we can make them better, and women of color, too.
Yes, yes. Black identifying women of color, Soror.
Girl, you get me one day, but for those who would not know what a Black identifying woman is, I'm gonna let my Soror tell you.
So we have POC, which could be people of color, right?
Yeah.
And then we have BIPOC, Black identifying people of color. So that is a nuance, if you will. Sometimes when we speak about people of color, you know, that's a bigger basket.
Yeah.
But there are things that affect us as Black women uniquely that do not affect all people of color, or affect us in an exponential way that doesn't necessarily affect all people of color. So that's why it's really great to identify that Black identifying person of color. So
okay, that's like my biracial nieces.
Listen,
mine too.
They all be us.
Yes, and one of them, honey, she black. Bree in Florida, but that's why she living her best black life. Okay?
I love it. I love it this month. You know, Black History Month. They will not be canceling. Yes.
Oh, never ever. Make it clear. Give the website one more time before we get
all right. Here. Absolutely, it is voices.cancer.org. So that is V-O-I-C-E-S dot CANCER.org.
All right. Appreciate talking to you, Sabra. Have a good one.
All right. You do the same. Thanks for your time.
All right, hon. You too. Bye-bye.